You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. In 5 months, if all goes according to President Biden's plan, all U.S. troops will have been pulled out of Afghanistan and direct U.S. involvement in the 20-year war will be over. Biden made that announcement earlier this week. The drawdown is scheduled to begin on May 1st. That was the deadline for a full withdrawal under a peace agreement the Trump administration had made with the Taliban. Biden said the troops would be home by September 11th. He said it's time for the U.S. to stop pouring resources into an intractable war. More than 2,300 American military personnel have died while serving in Afghanistan. Officially, 2,500 troops are still there. Reaction to the plan has been mixed. Some people saying it's about time. Others worry about the Taliban getting back into power and undoing gains toward democracy and women's rights. Dalia Fahmy is an associate professor of political science at Long Island University at Brooklyn and author of The Rise and Fall of the Muslim Brotherhood. Dalia, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
What, Dalia, is your reaction to this news, this announcement from the Biden administration?
Oh, well, it's not surprising. We know that this is a deal that was struck under the Trump administration, but this is also a 20-year-long war that spans four different administrations that has taken on very different objectives and trajectories over the past 20 years. You know, if you remember, after the 9/11 terrorist attacks on the United States, the mission in Afghanistan was to oust al-Qaeda and prevent it from using Afghanistan as a safe haven. That was the primary objective. Along with limiting the power of the Taliban. What we're seeing today is the striking of a deal with the Taliban, and in many ways possibly undermining the presidency and the government of Ashraf Ghani, who met with Secretary Blinken yesterday. You know, in Afghanistan, we really have three parties at play here. You have the government, the U.S.-supported government of Ashraf Ghani. Then you have the Taliban, who, while we were at war with them for so long, have come to the negotiating table, agreeing to no longer strike international forces to be part of the future of Afghanistan. And then, of course, you have the Haqqani Network, which was the insurgent group that fought most of the guerrilla warfare against the United States and NATO forces and the president, Afghan government. So you have three groups of people still vying for power in Afghanistan. Now, the fear is once the U.S. forces leave, you know, 10,000 NATO troops, yes, just 2,500 of them would be are the United States. But once they leave, the support for the Afghan government could very quickly collapse. And while our intelligence agencies say that al-Qaeda and is no longer a threat, and neither is the Taliban, what very recent agencies have said is that this congressionally mandated Afghan study group finds that within 18 months to 3 years, there could be a reconstitution of a terrorist threat in the United States. And so what it's looking is that we haven't learned the lessons of the past, that this troop drawdown could very much indeed create a power vacuum in Afghanistan, which could lead to the reemergence of terrorist groups, because what they have lacked for a very long time, but found in places, certain places like Syria and Iraq, was a physical sanctuary. With the withdrawal of NATO forces, it could very much be that Afghanistan returns to be the physical sanctuary where they could rebuild networks.
I want to give a listen to President Biden in his speech on Wednesday talking about the risk of a resurgence of terrorism in that country. Here's a listen.
We'll reorganize our counterterrorism capabilities and the substantial assets in the region to prevent reemergence of terrorists, the threat to our homeland from over the horizon. We'll hold the Taliban accountable for its commitment not to allow any terrorist to threaten the United States or its allies from Afghan soil. The Afghan government has made that commitment to us as well.
So, Dalia, how difficult do you think that will be to prevent that reemergence without U.S. troops and NATO allies alongside them in Afghanistan itself?
What we have to remember is that Afghanistan geographically is a very large country, and the government is primarily in the capital of Kabul. They can't really exercise the power of the state throughout all of the territory. And so there already are areas that are uncontrolled. And with a weakened government, with very little support, it could very well be that you have a power vacuum and power infighting that could lead to instability within the next couple of years. But beyond that, we're talking about questions of what is the power of the state versus these networks, and what does it mean for a weakened and failed nation state, especially in its relation to the population? I mean, the critical questions for us come from a security perspective, but what about women and minorities and the future of the Afghan government and what kind of power it's going to hold? Now, these are pressing questions that face not just a weakened country, but also face the United States in terms of what are going to be the long-term threats. We, of course, as a country, are tired of being at war in Afghanistan. And so there is no political will to remain in Afghanistan. But it could be that we are hedging short-term games for long-term security.
Talking to Dalia Fahmy, Associate Professor of Political Science at Long Island University at Brooklyn, looking at the Biden administration's announcement to withdraw remaining troops from Afghanistan by September of this year. Dalia, can you talk about the role that U.S. Troops have been playing in Afghanistan in recent years, this much smaller force compared to, you know, tens of thousands at war in previous years? What were the remaining troops doing at this point?
Yeah, I mean, compared to a max of 150,000 troops at one point, and again, you have to remember over four administrations, over 20 years, our objectives have fundamentally shifted from war to more nation building, to returning to counterterrorism operations, and more recently to capacity enhancement and building and support. And it's that, you know, weak governments often need the umbrella of security to continue to try to forge through on their power. And that's what the United States had been doing, or NATO forces had been doing, striking deals with what was perceived as a very successful council for national reconciliation led by Abdullah Abdullah, who met with Secretary Blinken yesterday as well. And so the support for what would be a coalition governing body to support the Afghan government is what NATO forces were working on primarily. And to see the troop withdrawal, you can see the hesitancy in Afghan leaders of what is this going to mean for them and their support in the long term when they have yet to build the deep governance infrastructure that they need, especially beyond the capital.
I've heard over the years from a couple different administrations now, at least venturing the idea that, okay, if we are there, if American troops are there, we're in effect being a crutch that the Afghan government can rely on. At some point, we have to withdraw so that they can take on these capabilities themselves. Was there anything to those arguments, do you think?
That would happen in a perfect world. And yes, while there is an element to that, we're talking about taking a chance on not just instability, but a power vacuum that could return within, according to our own intelligence services, within 18 months to 3 years. And so while, yes, they do need to at some point stand on their feet, because it has not been enough time for this governance structure to work. You know, you have to remember the interim president, Hamid Karzai, was removed more recently. So this is a new president that doesn't have a strong foothold in the power dynamic within the country, but also is still facing what used to be a party, the Taliban, not on the political platform, but since about a year and a half ago, they're striking a deal. They've reemerged as a political player. Now, on one hand, it's good to have them at the negotiation table. On the other hand, they are actually more powerful than the government itself. And so drawdown is good if it leads to stability. And we might be taking a gamble here that could create power infighting that would lead to long-term instability.
Dalia, I want to take our last minute and a half or so with your thoughts, your concerns for the people of Afghanistan with this pullout after wars going back to the 70s, the Civil War, the Soviet invasion, Civil War again, the U.S. presence there. What are you worried about for the Afghan people now?
I most worry about their inability over the past 40 years, but really during the past 20 years, to build a strong civil society. Afghanistan has a long legacy of intelligence and art and media and women's rights, especially up until the 1960s and 70s. Since the Soviet invasion, there's been a regression, and there hasn't been a time period allowed for the building of a strong civil society that protects the rights of women and girls especially. And while our spokesperson of the Secretary of State Department, Ned Pierce, did mention that this would be part of the U.S. long-term strategic growth in the region, the drawdown really puts women in a precarious situation. And we've heard interviews coming out of Afghanistan in the past couple of days where women especially are concerned, not just about their future, but the future of their daughters, where the Taliban have already begun to close schools.
And briefly, Dalia, what are you watching for between now and September with the pullout of these troops?
I'm watching for how the Taliban is going to negotiate its peace in the government, how strong the Afghan president, Ashraf Ghani, is going to be. And will both of them be able to keep at bay the Haqqani network that's still waiting for its foothold of power that it had not gotten in the past 20 years?
Dalia, thanks for joining us again.
My pleasure.
Dalia Fahmy is an associate professor of political science at Long Island University at Brooklyn, author of the book The Rise and Fall of the Muslim Brotherhood. We talked to her about President Biden's decision to withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11th.